Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. This is Transformational Tuesday, the week of Thanksgiving here in the United States of America. And I know that Elisa has something she wants to talk to us about, reflecting on gratitude and grace. So after she finishes what she wants to say, then I'll open up to the callers. We have a first-time caller. We have several return callers. Some have called as many as four times. So apparently you're saying something, right, Elisa?
Well, we have the message of the week as I work with my clients, and I'm getting the most amazing messages ever. So we are coming into the I am, the just being, the spiritual self, the higher self, the truth. It's such a journey where people are awakening into this crystallization. It's almost like being a caterpillar crystallized into the cocoon and then transformation into the spiritual self of the I am. And that has been the theme with people coming for healing. So a lot of people are just knowing there's all this past that they're cleaning up, all this past that's coming to light. We just had a full moon, and it's an eclipse moon, which is pushing the past to the surface for reflection and release. And so this is part of the transformation. And this is allowing people to really step into all that does not serve and release from them for them to transform into the spiritual truth of the self. And there's a lot of emotional going on. There's a lot of people are really, really tired or really, really awake and can't sleep. So there's like all this energy influxing into our energy fields right now, and pushing, I'm really pushing. And people are having emotional stuff really come up, and it's hard for a lot of people. But, you know, when I always tell people, healing is hard because we're going through the pain. And when we go through the pain, it's good because then we're able to, you know, be gentle with it, understand it, process through it, and allow it to just release. And that's what we're going through as humanity is being pushed to come into their truth of the self. So in that moment of emerging into the butterfly or emerging into the spiritual self, we have a lot of things happening. We have this release and surrender, and then we have this peace and calm that comes with it. So once we get through the birthing process of releasing all of that stuff, there's so much good that comes with it. And we actually turn the corner. I felt it when I woke up on Sunday. There was such a beautiful peace and calm all around us. And I feel it, you know, I feel it. I always say I have to go through it first. So whatever is coming ahead or what is coming ahead, it is peace and calm and truth. And so people are going to come to the more organic child of the self and the beauty of the self. So we're in the transformation, rebirthing. And that's what I say to clients, you know, stand in the gratitude and grace. Just allow things that are to be and be grateful for all that we have here. Because we have choices to fall down or we have choices to step up. And when we go through the work, we're falling down because it's hard. It brings up the painful, you know, emotion. And then when we release it, we release and free ourselves to come up. And that's what's happening right now. So stay strong in yourself in faith and just know that this is for your higher good. All that's happening is for our highest good. Okay, we're not supposed to know how everything pans out because that ruins the discovery of the fun that we have on the journey. Just trust in knowing who you are is emerging into this beautiful butterfly, into this beautiful transformation of the self. And that's all I have to say.
Well, I think that's a lot to say. That's a nice little lesson to remember.
Yeah, so we can take callers because I know people are struggling right now as well. So,
our first caller is Jennifer from Canada. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. This is her first time calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that message because it really explains my last week. Like, I'm not someone who cries very much, but right around Monday, Tuesday last week, I was it was like a release. It was like I was letting go of the past and moving into the future. And I've been afforded the opportunity to not have to work right now. So I'm trying to seize that and do the transformation that's necessary so I can step into my truth. So I'm just wondering if there's any healing that I can get in order to make the transition as seamless as possible.
Yes. Well, what I see around you is waiting for others to show up with opportunities. But what I see with you is for you to reflect on what is super important to you. There are a lot of internal, there's a lot of gifts that are to awaken in you, but at the same time, you've utilized these tools, but you've never really fulfilled it in happiness the way that you are meant to be fulfilled. So you're in this pause, okay? You're actually in the pause right now.
Mm-hmm.
To really reflect on your own truth. And it's funny because Spirit taught me you'd be a candidate for my class, okay? And it's about knowing your blueprint, knowing who you are on the soul level, and really stepping back into that truth with all your tools and reinventing yourself going forward. Because you are so much bigger than you give yourself credit for. You've stayed in the stuck box, and it's like you just went through the channels of, I go to work, and I do all these things, but there's not this self-fulfillment of expansion. And right now you're in, I just see you solitary, to reflect on yourself and your truth, for you to own this expansion, and you can do it through the tools that you've gathered, but the opportunities that are showing up right here, right now, or very soon, are not going to be big enough for you. You're so much bigger than that. And until you really reflect and know your truth and have a clearer picture of what is really important to you, I don't see the opportunity that you actually deserve showing up until you step into the truth fully. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, totally, because, you know, the universe will ask me, even sometimes I actually hear it, what do you want? And I can't answer that question.
Well, you're going to know what you want. You're going to know, okay, when we do self-reflection, you know, it's in the silence. And it's in the disconnect from everybody else. It's in the quiet of the self. It's sitting with you. It's like being a little child, and then you're like, what should I do today? And all of a sudden you're creating things or doing things that you didn't expect to do, but it just starts to show up, or you get a thought, you get an idea, and then other thoughts and ideas come from that thought and idea. This is how you have all the foundation right there for you. You have the solid foundation to build your house.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is you give your power to others, and then they choose to cap you And you're not to be kept going forward. You're to be in this expansion. The universe has shifted to the fifth dimension. So there's a third dimension that's still with the box, okay? That no longer, and it's, I know I'm looking out of like a lot of people right now, but people who understand will understand it. In the third dimension, there's this box, and the box creates limitations. It's the rules. It's the control. It's the conditioning. It's all that we have, you know, been in pretty much, I mean, our whole life of existence here in this lifetime. So going forward, there's this openness that we can create all that we are in ourselves and help each other to walk together in this creation of amazing without being capped. There's not going to be like, oh, you're better than me or I'm better than you. It's not a competition going forward. It's we all heighten in our true gifts and bring it to the world, and the world walks together as one. That's where we're all headed.
Yeah.
And it's so big that it's so big, but it's so simple. And people have to think like, well, this can't really happen. But yes, it is. It already happened. We just have to catch up. Well, some of us are caught up, but others are just awakening to it to catch up. So they know that going forward, it has to be different. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. I'll look up your course.
That's what I see for you. I see a big picture for you, an endless big picture for you of amazing ahead. But it's you truly knowing exactly who you are. It's not about knowing what you're going to do. It's knowing who you are.
Mm.
Because when you know who you are, there's so many varieties that show up along the path where you can be in all different areas of it and have this fullness and abundance that you didn't expect because all you ever did was go one way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a message for the collective. That's for all of us.
It's beautiful.
So you have spiritual gifts. So utilize them. Your spiritual gifts are the truth of you. We all have them, every soul on this planet. And it's about awakening in more areas than just one, okay?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling, Jennifer.
Thanks.
And our next caller is Catherine. Welcome to the show. She's called here once before. Are you
Hello,
there, Catherine? Hello, Catherine. Well, I've lost her. She must have put us on mute. I'm going to go to our next person. Kay has called here twice before. Hi, Kay.
Hello. How are you? Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, welcome back.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Kay.
My question, I'll keep it very simple and quick. I am waiting to hear back on this job opportunity, and I know this is Thanksgiving, so if I don't hear today or tomorrow, it's probably going to be delayed, but I just want to know for sure, reassurance that this one is the correct opportunity, and it is coming.
Okay, so before you said anything, the message mm-hmm. to you is magic is happening.
Beautiful.
Okay, all you ever dreamed of. And this is actually a dream of an opportunity. So.
Yes.
It's all happening. It's about, you know, it's funny because I was just saying this to myself. We have an expectation in time that if things don't happen by this time, then it's not going to happen. So we create this disappointment or doubt or whatever. But it's about being in surrender and just know that all is aligned exactly as it's supposed to be. And this is a good lesson for all of us. Because reflecting back on the last 2 years, it feels like there has been really no time. And we've kind of been in this uncertainty with no expectation because we don't even know what to expect.
Right.
So when there's an expectation to an opportunity that hasn't presented itself fully yet, to stand in faith that it's all working out exactly how it's supposed to.
Wonderful.
And
that's what I needed to hear.
Magic happening. You'll have to let me know how it pans out, but I absolutely feel magic around you. I feel
beautiful.
Good things
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Blessings to you.
Good
Happy
smile.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Kay.
Tonight.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to bring in Kimberly next. She's called here 3 times before. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Ooh, girl, you're going through some, there's like a pause right now, like a hesitation right now in your energy field. And it's almost like a not having clarity on what you should do. Does that make sense? And write out 2 columns, pros and cons, and then the truth.
Okay.
Because there's a conflict going on with, and it's an internal conflict, saying, well, and I'll give you an example, and this might actually be what the whole thing is about, but, well, this is offering me less money. This offers me more money, but this is in a better place where I really want to be. But this one over here might give me another offering, but I really don't know if I want to go there. So there's a conflict. What is your truth? And your truth is, where is the truth and the happiness? If you really, what is it that's keeping you from being in your true happiness? Are you settling for something or sacrificing something in your decision that will compromise your happiness? Because money is not always happiness. I don't know why you're getting that message, but that's how it's coming to me.
Okay. I think I'm having an issue with that because I'm in a job right now, looking for another one, but I haven't had any hits yet, and I've just been thinking about other creative ways to create money. So when it comes to that, there might be some indecision on that, but I'm just going with the flow right now.
Yeah, you're in the pause for a little bit with decisions, but that's okay. It's all going to come really clear. I'm hearing after the first of the year, you're going to have, I feel more February time. I'm not always great with time, but that's, I'm feeling February for some reason. You're going to have, there's going to be this epiphany. It's almost like this, everything clicks together. And it's going to make sense to you. You know, it's like someone's either going to walk into your life and give you the message and the validation that you've been looking for, but something's going to come together where it all makes sense, and you're going to have a lot of clarity of which way to go forward. Okay? So just enjoy your holiday. Stand in the surrender. Just go through the, you know, what you're doing now and opening, writing things down, pros and cons of everything. What is it that true is your truth? Because that's what Spirit actually is wanting you to reflect on. And when we reflect on the truth and put it out there to the universe does receive that message, and you will be shown. We just don't know how long things take sometimes. And it's, you know, if it doesn't happen by December or January and you're like, oh, I give up. No. Just stand in that surrender and just say, show me. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
bye.
Kimberly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see if Catherine is listening now. Hi, Catherine. Are you there?
Hi. Yes. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I muted myself.
That's okay. It happens.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My question is, if you don't mind, please, gentleman who I approached to show my idea to, and I was wondering if you see him being the right person to help me bring it into fruition. Do you need his name?
Give me his first name, but I feel like you need to be careful. And I don't know why that came up, but what's his name?
Bruce.
So he has really good ideas. I hear innovative ideas. Both of you together are feeding off each other. But I'm hearing to be careful. And I don't think you have to be careful because I feel it's more like when you do something with somebody in business, just be careful. Make sure that, you know, you keep yourself covered as well.
Yes, I was thinking of getting a copyright before I sent him the project.
Yes, I feel that you need to be careful. Okay, that I got a warning about that, and that was the first thing that came up. And I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's a bad idea to go forward. I just feel when I get the be careful, just be careful, because people sometimes want to take your idea and run with it for themselves. But he has really good ideas, too. The two of you together can do great things, but he could take your idea and say, okay, I can do great things with this idea. So, you know, that's why it's really important that you just take precaution. That's all. Just do things, you know, business is business, friendship's friendship. And he I feel like it's a good fit, but just you need to be careful, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so interesting that you picked that up.
Mm-hmm. Just do things right. Because going forward, it's going to be good. But you know, when somebody is a creator and inventor and very good at it as well, they can take your ideas and run with it. And you have something there that's kind of priceless. Make it yours, and then you guys bring it together in a way that it's going to benefit both of you, not just him.
Right.
Okay. Because I feel like he has the content. There's something he's going to help bring to as well, but, you know, you have the foundation and he has the contact. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, that's why I contacted him. Wow, you're amazing.
Because I feel like you will work together in a beautiful way, but you need to cover yourself, okay? And that's all. And you it's going to be very successful. Whatever you're doing together, I see a lot of success around it, a lot of good around it. But, you know, it's nice when you have a friendship, but then there's also this bigger picture that's of reality. And we just need to just make sure you cover yourself, okay?
Great. Yeah. No, it's funny. I lost sleep last night and went to bed late because I was thinking of the same thing. So it's just like blowing my mind. It's like you were here with me.
Oh my gosh, it's good.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you have time? My mom's with me. If you
Catherine, yes. We have three more callers waiting in a limited time. But you can text Elisa at 407-432-7088 and set up an appointment with her that way. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tim has patiently been waiting for half an hour. Hi, Tim. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I was just calling to see if Spirit had anything for me in regards to the new things I'm working on manifesting into my life. I feel like I've been getting little information from Spirit, just thoughts appearing, little synchronicity. So I'm trying to get a consistent meditative state daily and just see what Spirit brings to me. Any tips or messages from Spirit? Greatly appreciated.
Yes. I hear stay focused. Sometimes you lose your focus a little bit and get distracted with other things. But I'm hearing that all of what you're receiving is going to start to puzzle together and show you the bigger picture. It's going to take a little bit longer than you expected, though, because I think you were thinking everything would come to light by the end of this year, but I feel it's going to be more in the beginning of the next year before everything really ties together. You're putting all your ducks in a row and all your thoughts out there, but there's more information that's going to come forward for you. And I feel like people are going to show up to help you with this. It's not just your, it's not just you doing this alone.
Okay, okay.
So I don't know if you're going to have three other, I'm getting the number three, and I feel there's more people that are going to show up to help you execute where you're going forward.
Gotcha.
You're like
okay,
a teacher,
okay.
And you're going to have these students. Does that make sense to you?
Not yet, but I'm hoping.
I like the way he said
okay,
that,
well,
not yet.
The teacher is more like it's your, if this is your, it's almost like you're walking through into the classroom and you have these students and the students are going to get an assignment to go out and do this for the people. So it's like you're the teacher, you're the master teacher and they're the students, but they're going to help you to execute your ideas with others.
Okay.
But you're going to do so. So that's,
gotcha.
That's ahead. I don't know what it means either, but all I do, I'm seeing that vision and I see you having three people who are going to come along the journey with you to grow and grow and grow. It's almost like you're going to keep going and growing something all together when people get more. It almost looks like a multi-level marketing company, but it's not. It's just like that's how I see it legging together. Those three are going to get three, and those three are going to get three. It just keeps going. So whatever you're implementing is going to have a ripple effect. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Kim. All right, we're going to go to Stacy next. Hi, Stacy.
Hello. Hey, how
Hello.
Are you today? Hi.
We're Hello, good. Stacy. How are you?
Not bad. Happy
decisions around you.
Yes, there are. You are right.
All right, let me just see if I can get a clearer picture because it's funny. The angels are like, there's decisions, and it's confusion. And then it's like, oh,
yep.
So I want to see if I can get more clarity. Because you're being pulled in, you know, it's almost like when you're in the kitchen and you have all these ingredients laid out on the counter and you're like, oh, my gosh, what do I do first? I don't even know what to make first, start. I don't even know what to start with. So Spirit wants me to tell you it's about putting things into order of importance. Does that help you?
Yes. So, okay, so something, I'm supposed to reach out to my lawyer, and I'm trying to see if I was going to do it today, but I was just waiting for, my writer to call me back, but once she calls me, I was going to submit all the paperwork today so that he'll have it tomorrow. So I was going to send it. I was going to send it, but then I just realized something was off. So she told me, hey, call me back tomorrow. So once we link up, then I'll be able to get that information out because it's very important.
Okay. It's something of importance first, okay? So whatever that means, you'll know what that means, but that needs to go first.
I agree, yeah.
But there's a lot of decisions around you right now. So it's just putting what's important first. And if that helps you, that's really the message I'm getting. And that's the message I'm getting. And everything will work out. But it's like there's something really important that you have to do first before you can implement the rest of it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank
Bye.
You, Stacy. Now, our last caller called in just a little while ago, and I don't know who it is. What is your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. What is your name?
Oh, there we are. My name is Allison.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Hello, Allison.
Allison. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Excellent. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Can I just ask the question? Just simple.
Yes.
Without going into any details, I am
about to undergo a medical procedure that requires, I am new to town. I'm new to the state, in fact, and have no friends or family here. And I am going to undergo a medical procedure that requires some assistance, driving.
I need help.
I need help. I need somebody to pick me up after the procedure. And it can't be an Uber or a taxi. It has to be somebody that I know personally. It has to be somebody connected to me. I can't hire somebody, a stranger, or it can't be a cab or an Uber or anything like that. So I am really freaking out because if I don't have somebody to pick me up, then they won't do it. The hospital won't do it, the surgery, that is.
I don't know how to give you that advice of who to contact to pick you up, but I do see you needing help. And you're going to need some help even after the procedure. Maybe you could reach out to an in-home nurse or someone who does, in-home care and maybe hire them to be, the one to pick you up and take you home or care of you for a little bit. Like a CNA, I don't know. I just feel like that you're going to need help. I'm seeing you're going to need help. And you're not going to only need help coming home. You're going to need help after you get home.
I'm sorry. I'm okay once I get home. That part's not going to be a problem. It's going to be the transportation from just the transportation issue is all I need. I have a few people I kind of know in town, so there's a few that I haven't approached yet, but I'm going to ask them, one of them, or any of them, all of them, for help. So hopefully someone will say yes to that. So
I feel like I'm going to get needed to help you, but I also see you. I know you're telling me that you're not going to need help when you get home, but I am actually seeing it different. And it's not going to be a long-term thing. You're just going to need somebody to be there when you get home, like that first day. Like I see somebody needing to be there. Maybe that they're going to give you that offering.
Uh-huh. Well.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, so
everybody has free will to do what you want to do. I'm just saying what I see. That's all. Okay.
Well, I'm just curious how you think that somebody gets hired for something like that. I mean, how do you find somebody like that?
I really don't know. I just feel like somebody's going to help you. I mean, you'll probably have to pay them or do something to keep them there, but I feel like you could call in somebody who's a CNA or maybe advertise on the local forum that you need somebody to help you, and if somebody's local that can help me in this community, like a community forum, that's how I see you being helped. But I also see you needing help when you get home, okay?
Okay, thanks for talking.
Maybe plan it for that day or whatever.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that brings us to the end of another successful show. Alisa, thank you for the lesson. I really appreciated that this morning. I've been feeling kind of like, why bother with Thanksgiving? And your lesson this morning drove it home, because Curtis came to me the other day, last night, in fact, said, what are you planning for Thanksgiving? And I said, Chinese? He thought I was nuts. He said, no, we need to cook a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. I said, when you say we, you mean me, and I don't feel like doing that this year. He said, if I help you, will you do it? So he actually helped me create the menu. We went ahead and ordered the groceries that will be delivered today, and I felt an immense sense of peace at doing this. And then this morning, I read something on Facebook written by an indigenous Native American who said, yes, there are some people who say that we, meaning his people, should not celebrate Thanksgiving, that it's not really the way the history books have portrayed it. He said, but I choose to believe that we should always give thanks. And setting aside one day a year to give thanks is important to me and my family. And then you came here this morning with this lesson, and it was like the cement or the glue to tie this whole package of the last 24 hours together for me. And I appreciate it more than I can tell you. And I hope that it helped our listeners today. I know that one of the women who was here said that it was very thought, you know, very spot on for her. I'm just so grateful to be able to do this with you. That's one thing that makes me happy is my Tuesday mornings mm-hmm. with you doing this show. Thank you for suggesting it.
You're welcome.
this has been a delightful journey for me, but I'm going to say goodbye because it's time to say goodbye. And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and remind them to come back and listen to your lesson at the beginning of the show about reflecting on gratitude and grace because it's so important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You and I should. Yes, if we don't talk before Thanksgiving, we will talk after. That's for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
I love this music. It's called Children's Picnic.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.